Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Allergies. Allergies, asthma, and ear problems, if we can get to them today. Why allergies? Because allergies, and you'll see this in the literature, are being touted as the new epidemic. Everybody's got them at an alarming rate. We have allergies, and I think, my good friends, we're looking at them the wrong way. I don't think we have the perspective. I think we're being fed a lot of hogwash on the issue. But as any parent will tell you, few things are more alarming than when your child ingests a food and goes into anaphylactic shock, meaning some sort of allergic reaction where the windpipe closes. The child has disfigurations on the face, all sorts of horrid-looking rashes, really something out of the Amazing Hulk. And it's so frightening to people, whether it's your children or whether you've been through it yourself. I had a woman the other day ingesting something that night, in the middle of the night, 2, 3 a.m. I think it was a turkey sandwich, if I remember correctly. 3 o'clock in the morning, wakes up, cannot breathe, windpipe is basically shut. She's fighting for her life. On the way to ER, fortunately, she had someone in the house with her. Now, that's how bad it can get. Why? Well, all we're hearing is there are these things called food, and we ingest food, and for some mysterious reason, we just have this crazy immunological response to the food, and that's where it ends. And then it's about anti-inflammatories, you know, from the cortisol and the steroid families as you are rushed to the hospital. This is, of course, when it's acute and when you're in this kind of danger, this is a blessing, correct? Okay, but the cause, nobody's really talking about it. So we're going to get into allergies first. Number one, what is an allergy? Classically speaking, let's just take hay fever or cat dander. This is a great place to start because even 50, 60 years ago, so many people had these things. And it simply means that some substance gets into your blood. That substance we call an antigen. So cat dander is an antigen. Or pollen in the spring that causes all those histaminic responses is another antigen. And whether we inhale them or ingest them, they get into the blood. Once they're in the blood, the claim is that the immune system looks at it and says, you're a foreign particle. You do not deserve to be there. You have no right in this territory. Of course, that's a safety defense mechanism on part of the body, and we accept that. And in a sense, you know, we exalt that. The blood is patrolled by a whole set of immune system cells to make sure that the blood is constantly buffered. The blood is buffered. That means the brain is up there, again, concepts. The brain is up there looking at the blood and making sure that the blood is as it's supposed to be. And the brain controls, through the hypothalamus, a ton of these directives, electrochemical orders, commands, to play around with the chemistry of the blood to keep things, the pH concentration correct, the oxygen CO2 concentrations correct, the amount of antigen or poison in the blood to a certain tolerable level, and so on and so forth. Thousands of things the brain buffers in the blood through the hypothalamus. So the brain sees these antigens in the blood, and the immune system then attacks the antigen. And when these immune system cells go after the antigen, the harmful invader, this brings in a bunch of chemical sequences that usually cause the release of histamine. Histamine is a chemical. It's a pro-inflammatory chemical. And you get all sorts of those nonsense, those not nonsense, but those annoying reactions to cat dander where you're going to swell in the eyes, you're going to tear, you might itch, you might have a rash. If it's a really intense immunological reaction, right, you may disfigure in the face, and worst yet, you may go into some sort of a shock where the windpipe actually starts to close off. Definitely, at least, you're going to have the bronchioles begin to vasoconstrict so you feel like you can't get air. Now, this is the nightmare. And this is an antigenic response, a pro-inflammatory response to an antigen. Now, that I'm going to use today as our reference point. That's our classic allergy. The problem is, these reactions are happening more and more and more and more, and something is sneaking under the rug. So we're having these things to foods now in massive numbers, and we're starting to get away from common sense here, whereby we're not, in a sense, challenging this response by lack of our understanding. Meaning, when you eat a peanut, when you drink a glass of milk, when you go out and, like this particular person, have a turkey sandwich, when you eat in a Chinese restaurant, and you have these types of reactions, somehow we're sweeping him into the same category we did 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, where, yes, we're having an allergic reaction, and we need to go to the antihistamine, or we need to go to whatever suppresses the response, some cortisol derivative. And this is not the way we should be thinking. What we should be understanding is the food we're ingesting or the degree of toxicity in the food or the degree of toxicity in the air or something lacking within our body's ability to mount a harmonious anti-inflammatory response, not an over-the-top one. We're finding defect in all of these arenas. That's the way we ought to be thinking. We have to investigate our physiology, the preparation of the food, understanding and remembering that the food is genetically engineered. If you're eating in restaurants, 9 times out of 10, that food has been tampered within the deepest arena of what we call its makeup. The nucleotide sequences within the chromosomes, within the genes of the food, have been altered. So only God then knows how our immune system, how our divine is going to respond to things like genetically engineered food. And this is being overlooked. This isn't being stressed. This isn't the perspective that's evolving. And this is exactly the problem. The first place medicine should go, and I'd cite allopathic medicine in this instant, is not to allergy injections, is not to vaccines, is not to better drugs to suppress the immune response. This is a nonsense comment. Now, growing up years ago, yes, cat dander, I get it. Pollen in the spring, and we can make arguments as to where the defect is in the individual, but I think we're stretching it a bit. In the springtime, people have allergic reactions. Even they can be varied on many, many levels, and we'll discuss that. But we're starting to push this now into nonsense places, irrational perspectives. And you'll read about this from time to time in all the favorite American magazines as to this alarming, okay, increase in the number of serious allergic reaction. The perspective should be as follows. To understand that genetically engineered food is something our immune systems don't know how to deal with. And righteously and justifiably, the immune system is going to go haywire into a state of panic. Now, what's fascinating to me is to understand that some people, and I brought this up again, and here's a perspective. Some people retain, okay, a deeper, closer connection to the genetics of 200, 300, 500, 1,000 years ago. Some people, I'll say, are more raw, R-A-W. Just a metaphor for whatever the world was 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 years ago, whatever we were doing in the Old Testament. Some people retain a deeper, stronger connection to that. So when you genetically engineer a food like that and you throw it into the bloodstream of somebody who retains much more commemoration with a long time, a long sacred time long ago, their bodies can't handle it. Their bodies understand the depth of the insult. I'm going to tell you they're more sensitized.
You have been sensitized.